The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
The doctor's in the house. Hello to you, Joe.
I'm good, Declan. How are you getting on?
Good morning. It's good to hear you're going to be talking about staycations.
It makes a change, doesn't it,
Declan? Yeah, because we were talking Billy Kelleher there, and you know, a lot of upset in the catering industry and indeed hotels as well about the increase of VAT rate, restoring it from, you know, the 9.5 up to back to the way it used to be, 13, but they're finding it, you know, a big struggle at the moment.
It's going to be tough, yeah, and I suppose with the whole sort of minimum wage thing as well, sort of changing, I mean, it puts a lot of pressure on hoteliers, restaurants, stuff like that. So it's good to support your own, the Irish. Look, it's great to have a foreign holiday as well, as yourself, myself, and all your listeners love getting away as well. But, you know, it's good to be sort of, you know, support your local business when it's there on your doorstep. And there's so many places to discover in Ireland. So we're just looking at staycations today. And so the top tips, you know, for looking at a staycation is to do your research and choose a destination in Ireland that offers a variety of activities and attractions that's suitable to you. So if you're going away on a family trip, it's going to be very much different to an adult break away. Another tip, well, we're looking at the weather at the moment, check the weather forecast and pack accordingly, including, like, you know, rain gear, sun cream. Obviously it's the summertime. As we know, the Irish weather is so unpredictable. Just make sure you have your sort of pack list and stuff done up. Also, it's a good idea to plan an itinerary of local sites, landmarks and hidden gems that you think you're going to an area and could be sort of 20 minutes away from one of those ones that you haven't been or seen or discovered before. And of course, consider booking accommodation in advance to secure the best deals and ensure availability during peak travel seasons.
So what does that actually mean?
Well, it means it's looking out, because, you know, you're going to be getting into summertime, and we know ourselves, you know, some people, they book, you know, whether it's an Airbnb or a hotel, or and they all get booked quite busy as soon as the kids are off school. So it's worth your while looking now and seeing if there any deals can be got, whether it's for a week in an Airbnb or maybe a couple of nights in a family orientated hotel. So it's definitely worth looking now. Similar, I'd be saying to people, you know, when you're looking for summer holidays abroad, now is the time to be looking and booking. As they say, that's the
keyword. Do things go up, can get scarcer? And
they do. Well, it looks like everything else. If, you know, if a hotel has an occupancy of 80%, 85%, of course, then, you know, the rates will shoot up on that as well. So now's the time to sort of, you know, search around and try and get the ideal place for yourself. And as I said, there's plenty of options there with the Airbnbs, and there's plenty of other companies who have, like, you know, nice lodges on their resorts. And another good tip for people as well, you know, sometimes you look and you might look at a 5-star hotel and you think, wow, that's expensive. But they might have lodges and stuff, so you still get full access, you know, to the sports facilities, the swimming pools, the gym, that type of thing. You're getting the use of that, but you're renting a lodge or a cottage on the grounds, and for a family it's a lot more reasonable than actually staying in the hotel.
Right, so where's good to go? People love to go to, say, the Wild Atlantic Way or whatever, you sort of say, well, I'm not going to go to Wicklow. Sure, Wicklow is a commuter county and I'm there every day. Why should I go on holidays to Wicklow? Wicklow is fantastic. You can get lost in Wicklow.
Absolutely, and there's places I'm sure a lot of listeners haven't even discovered in Wicklow. I mean, I'm a Wicklow man myself originally, and, you know, there's a lot of places in Wicklow I haven't actually seen. And, of course, it's changing all the time. But I suppose if people are looking at, you know, sort of the top sort of 10 list of places to go in Ireland, and there's a quick compiled list here, which is Clonakilty, West Cork, ideal for families, and of course, you know, it's got such a huge offering in relation to restaurants and foods. It's really well known for that, and it's a beautiful part of the country as well. Number two in the list is Belfast, which is great. A lot of people I go to Belfast, used to go quite a bit, haven't been there in quite a while, but they've come on leaps and bounds. I mean, the city is amazing now, you know, from the Titanic Museum, which is hugely popular, the Black Cab Tours, which is like incredible. It's really, really worth doing. And again, just, you know, the city break, it's got amazing Michelin star restaurants, lovely pubs, pub grubs, stuff like that. And you can either get the train up or, you know, it's such a quick commute now to get up there, and there's good deals, you know.
So. And if you stay in the Europa, across the road is this iconic pub called The Crown.
I've had a pint in the sector now.
I think everybody's gone to Belfast has a pint
it's
there.
It's great. The little snugs are amazing, aren't they?
And there's upstairs and things like that.
Yeah, it's a really nice place to go. Another one on the top list there is Tremor in County Waterford. Gorgeous beaches and great food. And again, if we get a nice little weather spell, it's definitely should be one on the list there as well, and quite a food place as well. So that's Tremor in County Waterford. Kinsale in Cork, of course, the foodie capital, they call it. And again, you've got some beautiful places to go there. It's just even walking around Kinsale, it just feels so amazing.
Yeah, it's a lovely spot. You know, it's pricey, but it's a lovely spot.
It is, yeah, yeah. Definitely. I've been down there a couple of times myself and I really love it. Another place that's on the list is Loch Esk in County Donegal. We sort of forget about Donegal sometimes. I don't know why. People always sort of go, God, when you go to Donegal, the weather always seems to change.
The roads are brutal.
Absolutely brutal, yeah. And then some people say, you know, could be sunny down here and it could be raining up in Donegal. I don't think they get too
beaches
much.
Beaches are gorgeous.
Beaches are absolutely beautiful there. And they've lovely five-star hotels as well. Of course, the Loch Esk Castle Hotel is a very famous hotel. But also, if you're a surfer or a hiker, there's some great places there. So, you know, get a little holiday rental and get out and burn off those winter calories when we're getting into spring and summer now, you know. So it's on the list there as well. Dingle is great. Of course, world famous fun for it's one of the top staycation locations in Ireland. The pubs, the food, the scenery, and of course the friendliness of the local. I always find the Cork people very, very friendly. There we are in Cork and Kerry.
Dingle is in Kerry. Now, just Kerry. I know you threw in Kerry there at the end. But just in case the hit squad would be waiting on you.
Okay, that's true. Well, the Wicklow people are very friendly as well. I suppose all the Irish people. We've got to make this very generic then. Sorry, yes, of course it's in Kerry. But Centre Park's really, really popular. Been in Ireland now for quite a while and it's doing very well. Can be very expensive in the summertime. So again, if you're looking at booking something there, now might be time to look and try and plan a little weekend or a midweek break. Obviously, the prices would come down.
Yeah, don't they do these 3 and 4 day splits sort of?
They do.
Centre Park.
Yes, absolutely. Especially on the midweek ones as well there. But you mean, you have everything there. It's just incredible. You know, the massive just the swimming pools they have, the slides, the indoor. They have that sort of, you know, 365 days pool, which is kept at a certain temperature inside. So you've that to enjoy. Of course, you can rent bikes. And it's really, really popular. It's expensive, but it's really popular with people to go to. And then, you know, traditionally we have a few of very famous sort of family oriented hotels. They can get very expensive in the summertime as well. So you really need to pick your dates very, very clever there as well. So.
And going to the islands is nice.
It's beautiful. Another one of the top destinations is Derry City. I've been there before. I've done the tours. Absolutely amazing. Food is great there. And there's some really, really nice. And of course, you know, you have that sort of like the walled city there. It's really nice and very fascinating as well. So people haven't been to Derry. It's definitely one that's on the list there. And of course, Galway City, one of my favorite places to go to. When I'm going on my staycation, Galway City just has everything. It has, you know, the 5-star hotels, but then again, it has like, you know, the 3-star sort of boutique-y hotels, which are really, really nice. And the pubs are great. I mean, it reminds me a bit of Temple Bar without the bar. Without the temple, I should say. Yeah. You know, there's great little bars to go into, very famous little eateries there, and it's just a fabulous city to walk around. I think it really has everything, and it's not too far, you know, going up there. It's a couple of hours drive, and it's definitely one of my favourite destinations to go is Galway, because into a little local pub and have a nice little pint and a bold afternoon, there's nothing like it, Declan, you know. So
right, okay,
you'll take my word for it.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. I think Galway is absolutely gorgeous. I think the west is lovely, and Enniscrone and Sligo and all these places are just so gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's one that's not on the list there, but it's one place I do love going to. Been there many times over the last couple of years, and I do. The reason I like going there, because it's a quick jaunt up, is Athlone. Athlone is really nice. It's got some really nice hotels, really good restaurants, and it's got the oldest pub in Ireland as well.
Yeah, there's a lovely pizza restaurant opposite the big hotel.
There's the Radisson there.
Opposite the Radisson.
Okay, right. It's a great walking place.
Yeah.
People don't think of it, you know, just think it's, you know, to commute on the way, but Athlone is lovely. Lovely to get away for a 1 or 2 night break there. And
not too far.
What, about an hour and a half is it? Yeah, I think something like that. But I know we don't drive, I get somebody else to drive, you know. Born to be driven, Declan. That's the way to do it, you know.
Indeed,
I leave the car at home.
Driven mad. Okay, that is Joe Supple, the holiday doc.
Great stuff.
Thanks Joe.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at